Welcome to NCMMA Radio.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of NCMMA Radio. This is your host, Tyson Roush. You can follow this show on our website, ncmmaradio.com, also social media, ncmma_radio. And on this show, we have a very special guest, Frankie the Answer Edgar, one of the best fighters in the world, who has a huge fight on UFC 200 against Jose Aldo. So, Frankie, this is Tyson. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, man. How are you?
Man, I'm doing great. And first of all, thank you very much for your time. I'm sure you're just winding down your fight camp and stuff.
Yeah, no, my pleasure, man. I'm just relaxing today. So it's a very select few off days, but today's one of them.
Yeah, no doubt, man. You got beautiful weather down the Jersey Shore. And I guess my first thing is congratulations, man. You got your new UFC gym opening up. It's like a beautiful facility.
Thank you. Yeah, we opened up in North Brunswick, and things are rolling right now over there, so look forward to the future at that location.
Yeah, Frank, is it kind of surreal, man, when you pull up to your gym, you see your name on it, the UFC gym, is it kind of just crazy how, like, your whole career's just rolled along and now you have your nice facility?
It really has. When I first got into MMA, I didn't even know it could be a choice for a career, it's something that I could raise a family on, but fortunately, I've been successful, and I've been able to move on to this endeavor now with the UFC gym. So, I've been blessed, and I'm enjoying the ride.
Yeah, no doubt, man. And nothing for the best of luck with that. And as we move along, UFC 200, Jose Aldo, how's your fight camp going, man?
Yeah, it's going great. I always prepare the correct way for all my fights, and this camp obviously is no different. We have such great guys, in the room, especially now, and with Marlon Moraes and Edson Barboza moving here, being here constantly now. They used to come back and forth. Now they're here the past year pretty much, every day. So to train with those guys day in, day out, plus Frankie Perez, Paul Felder's been training with us. The facilities, obviously, Nick Catone's, Ricardo Almeida's, and having Mark Henry and Anderson Franca overseeing everything too is just it's just been great. And, we're ready to get going on July 9th.
Yeah, no doubt. And that's the most impressive thing, man. We watch you guys all train, and it's like hard work. You're all grinding. You're all great teammates. But what is it like for you, man? Because you spar guys all shapes and sizes. I mean, you mentioned like Edson and Marlon and Frankie and Eddie Alvarez and all these guys. What is it like for you sparring all these different guys?
Yeah, it's not easy, every day is a battle, and it's different when you're in there maybe with guys that aren't on your level, but these guys are absolutely at the highest levels of the sport. So you're fighting tooth and nail for every little inch, and it shows when we fight, because I feel like we bring out the best in us, and we're always super prepared on fight night.
Yeah, no doubt. It's like a pay-per-view on Saturdays at Nick Catone's. It's like you guys are all in there. You're training really hard. And the other thing, too, is I interviewed a lot of your teammates, and they all have so much respect for you as the captain, things like that. How tough is it for you to be like the leader, but also try to focus on your training?
For me, I really don't think about being a leader. I just try to, just be myself and lead by example, I guess. I'm in there working hard. They see me working hard, and they follow suit. I look to them for inspiration and motivation just as much as they look to me. So, our team is really great because we don't have any egos. We're all really there to help each other. And that makes it a lot more fun, a lot more enjoyable.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you could see, even when you're done sparring, you're helping the other teammates out, coaching them up. And it's just, for young fighters and just all the students, it's just so much fun to watch, and we all learn so much. I guess the other piece of the puzzle is Mark Henry, who is always in there helping you guys. And we've talked to him as well, and he's just so complimentary of you and your relationship with him and things like that. How important is Mark Henry to you?
Yeah, Mark, I attribute most of my success to Mark. I've been with him since day one. We really got going. I probably took three or four fights to UFC to where, we really got our system down and whatnot. I was pretty much the first guy he trained. So we kind of came up and learned this game together. And he's a very obsessive guy and does not leave any stone unturned. I think he's kind of got a OCD because, you know, I'll wake up in the morning and there's texts from him from 12 to 4 in the morning, and then I'll go at his house and train at 7. So I don't know when he sleeps and whatnot, but he's an impressive guy. He pays attention to so much detail. I don't think there's many coaches like him, if any at all.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because, like, you know, we've talked to, like, Corey Anderson and Frankie Perez, and they all say the same exact thing, man, where it's like, this guy, no matter what I'm doing, I get a text before training, after training, before I go to bed. It's a Mark Henry. It's just, you know, he also fosters, like, a family environment with you guys. Is that something that's important to you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's just, when you're having the guy screaming your stuff you do, and you know he cares about you like he is family, you kind of take what he has to say to heart more. It's not just like a business thing, or he's just a coach. He is definitely a family. You know, he knows my kids. He's been at the hospital when my wife gave birth to all my kids. You know, bringing his pizzas there for my family and whatnot. And it is, we're all like one big family. I guess it's Jersey style in us.
Yeah, no doubt, man. It's just really cool to see, and I think a lot of us learn from that. I guess a couple more questions for you, and I guess the next one is, you know, you have a huge interim title bout against Jose Aldo, UFC 200. Everybody around here, you know, is excited about it. How do you feel about it, man? Is it a rematch that you wanted, obviously, but how do you feel about this whole thing, how it all went down, like interim title and all the nonsense with Conor? How do you feel about all this?
Yeah, you know, I'm just taking what's presented to me and making the best of it. You know, obviously I wanted to fight for the real title, you know, against Conor McGregor because he was holding it. But, Aldo's definitely a consolation prize. You know, I have some business I'd like to resettle with him. You know, that last fight, I believe, was super close. You know, a lot of people say I won. It was, you know, I'll leave it at that. It was just a very close fight. Could have won either way. And I didn't get the nod. So, you know, I get a chance at redemption here and get another title. And if Conor doesn't come down, if he comes to title, and if he does choose to come down, then there's no choice but for me and him to fight.
Yeah, no doubt, man. We're all supporters of you and all big fans of you. How hard is it a fighter just to deal with all this drama? Do you try to, like, remove yourself from it? Because, you know, the fans are always asking you questions. The media is always asking you questions. Does it become bothersome after a while, or it just gets annoying?
Yeah, I guess it can at times. But, you know, it's just the nature of the sport we're in and the position I'm in. And, you know, I guess when people stop asking you these annoying questions, that's when you have to worry, you know. When you're in the limelight and you're fighting for titles and main events, you know, press and dealing with media is just part of the process. And, you know, I've definitely I've learned to kind of deal with it a little better than I used to.
Yeah, no doubt, man. And I guess with the rematch against Jose Aldo, how much stock do you put into it? It was a couple years ago, 3 years ago or so. Do you look at a lot of that tape, or you kind of assume that you both have progressed where it's going to be a much different fight?
Yeah, I'm not a big tape guy regardless. Mark obviously is. Like I said, he's very obsessive. And, he'll send me clips and, you know, little maybe 15-second clips. Or he'll sit me down before training and tell me some you know, situations that either we want to take advantage of or avoid and whatnot. But it is a different fight. I believe I'm a much different fighter than I was 3 years ago. I'm sure he's a much different fighter. So you got to approach every fight as a new one. But you definitely want to reference back to the fight we had, 3 years ago.
Yeah, no, man, it's definitely an exciting fight. UFC 200, the one of the biggest stages ever in the history of the organization. So we're all excited about that. We want to wish you the best of luck. And my next question, man, is when are you going to open up a gym on the Jersey Shore, like on the beach, man? We have this beautiful weather, all these beautiful beaches. When are you doing that, man?
Yeah, that's definitely good. I was actually at the beach earlier with my family today, and that would not be a bad look. Who wouldn't want to, work out near the beach, close to the beach? Who knows? We'll see what the future holds. The only problem is, you know, what are we going to do in the winter over there? I think it's a little bitter over by the beach.
No, that's definitely true. And I guess, Frank, do you have a message for all your fans and all the students that watch you?
Just thank you for the support. When I'm fighting out there, I'm representing all of us, and make sure you tune in July 9th. I'm going to get that strap, put it around my waist, and bring it home in Jersey.
Frankie, thank you so much for your time, man. Best of luck in UFC 200. We're all rooting for you, man.
Tyson, you got it, man. My pleasure, bro.
Have a good night.
You too.
All right, buddy. That's Frankie the Answer Edgar, who was very kind to give some time towards the end of his training camp. You know, one of the best fighters in the world, and as brave a fighter as he's also tremendous out of the cage as well, where he's always very personal, helping out his teammates, talking to students, doing all these things. So we want to thank him for his time. It's greatly appreciated. And as always, you can follow this show, ncmmaradio.com. We're on social media, ncmma_radio. And again, we appreciate the listens, the follows, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Fios is not cable. We're wired differently, which means you can get the fastest internet available with equal upload and download speeds from 50 to 500 megs. So you can upload 200 photos before your favorite song is finished. Click the ad and switch to Fios today to get our best offer ever. Fios is not cable. We're wired differently, which means you can get the fastest internet available with equal upload and download speeds from 50 to 500 megs. So you can upload 200 photos before your favorite song is finished. Click the ad and switch to Fios today to get our best offer ever.